Hi.
Oh, please check if you have the right mic.
Oh, I do. It was just, I was meant to say that in my head.
The outside inside voice, that's fine. It's understandable.
I didn't realise I do it so fucking much, or I don't know if I've just gotten worse.
Has somebody else drawn your attention to it, or have you drawn your own attention to it?
Yeah.
Somebody else did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were like, what were you talking about? And I'm like, oh shit, no, that was actually meant to be in my head. Like, I'm so sorry, you had to hear that.
I literally will discuss everything with myself at all times, and everyone thinks I'm talking to them in work, and I'm like, oh no, not you, me. And they're just like,
yeah,
what,
like,
do you mean?
I'm actually not addressing any of you at all, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I'm like, I need an expert opinion, why would I be asking you?
Exactly, just me, myself and I, that's all I need.
Do we have anything somewhat lighthearted to start this episode with? Because while it is not a heavy hitter series, it's fucking disgusting.
Oh, it's vile. It's going to be absolutely fucking... It's just atrocious.
Like, get ready to have the ick, because I've had the ick all day. I don't feel like a person anymore. Like, I feel dirty. I feel wrong.
Slug-like.
Like,
just absolutely...
Yeah.
No. Have I got anything nice? Well, I have... Well, one's not nice. One's just like, Elizabeth, what the fuck were you doing? And I mean, Elizabeth, like, I'm addressing myself like that because I was having notions. Anyway, first being... I had a manic episode the other night and bought a rusty pair of pliers and took out all my extensions myself.
Oh no!
Because I just got... Oh my god, yeah. But it worked out fine. Like, it was absolutely fine. Like, I think I took them out. Okay. But I just got it in my head and I was like, these need to come out of my scalp right now. Even though, like, they were fine, I just got it into my head, and then I was chatting to the girls and they were like, Lizzie, no. Think about this. Go to somebody to get it done. And I was like, no. So I ordered a pair of pliers, not even like a hair pliers, just like a pair of pliers, stuff like a tool set of pliers.
Sorry.
Anyway,
how did you order specifically a rusty set of pliers? Like, how did you buy some old man's pliers?
No, they were meant to be brand new, but these bitches were rusty. I could literally get the pliers out and show you. There was no way these were not pre-used. But anyway, I still used them to take the extensions out of my head. And then I went to the salon the next day because, you know, the extensions actually did a fucking number on my head. As in, oh my Christ. And I got my hair cut up a bit shorter just so I could take away all the dead ends so I didn't look like a ratty little bitch. But now I look like Lord Farquaad. I have just, like, it's up to here.
No, you need it to be, like, at least just on top of your shoulder for it to be Lord Farquaad. You're fine because you're under the shoulder length. You're, like, top of titty length.
It doesn't even go to the...
Well, it would to my...
It actually goes to my clavicle.
Go to the top of mine.
Oh god.
No, it's fine. It is not Lord Farquaad at all. What I think though is you should dye pink. If it's allowed.
Oh yeah, I'm allowed. Yeah, I think I'll be allowed.
Lizzie. Perfect. Yes.
Or like dyed colour hair pink.
Maybe not like pink. A full pink, but like, you know.
Like ends pink?
Yeah.
Or are you talking about...
Because you don't want to, like, completely fuck the integrity of your hair now that you've just, like, started getting it back to health. But the ends are the ends, you know what I mean?
Healthy, yeah. Yeah, I know, exactly. And you know what, as well, like, I was even saying, I don't know if my hair has always been this thin, or if, obviously, the extensions had made it thinner, but the amount of hair that came out of my head, oh my god. But honestly, now there's more thickness in a paper bag than there is on my head. So
relatable.
I feel like I just need to get it, like, healthy and back nice. But yeah. My manic episode, it was actually really funny, to be honest. Like, I'm still laughing about it now. I know there was general concern, and I'm like, no, I am fine.
Remember that you were kind of at some point, and I believe actually on this podcast, slagging me for my manic episode where I fully just started cutting my hair off with a knife, and you were like, how do you even get like that? And bitch, pulling her extensions out with pliers, are you any different?
No, yours is worse. Yours is with a blunt fucking butter knife, thinking you were like Mulan. This is completely,
was no butter
utterly
knife.
Different.
It was a steak knife. I keep telling
I have
you
scalp
this.
Burn, so I'm like, shit. And I can't tie my hair up with the extensions because they're too heavy. Anytime someone said to me, did you cut your hair? I was like, yeah, I had a manic episode. And they're just like,
I love that we're at a point.
And they just accept it.
Yeah, like our generation and up, they're just like, oh yeah, I just went like full breakdown yesterday. And they're like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Been there. Like, get it. It's not
done
even
that,
like
a girl, I totally understand.
Yeah. Like, if this was the 60s, yeah. Man. I'd be visiting you in the asylum after the lobotomy.
Oh, yeah, like I would be locked up.
I mean, I wouldn't because I'd be there next year also lobotomized. But like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, you would just be wheeling from ward to ward. Yeah. You know what I mean?
We can race our and shit to keep ourselves entertained. After we get all of our emotions turned off by the fucking shrink.
Mm-hmm.
Christ above.
But then also, it's not really, not that it's good news, but I just think it's like really funny and it's really cute and it made me like nearly bawl my eyes out. Mm-hmm. Or no, two things. So obviously my little kids, like the ones that I teach, right? I swear to God, I actually love the bones of them. Anyway, so we had World Book Day there the other day, and one of the, like, I came dressed as a princess. Like, I literally had a full on pink ball gown. I had a crown. I had a wand, bitch. I was looking fucking fab. Anyway,
I'm really sorry to think we're not actually friends. I fully feel abandoned here, that there is no picture of you in a fucking Princess Peach dress on my phone. Lizzie.
I didn't send it to anybody.
But I don't care. I'm not anybody. I'm supposed to be at least one of your best friends. I am fully offended.
Right, okay, well, look.
High key.
I'll send you it. I will send you it now.
Thank you.
As I tell you this story. But one of my little ones came in dressed as Cinderella, and I was like, oh my God, am I going to be your fairy godmother? And her mom said, I asked her who was going to be her Prince Charming, and she said, Miss Lizzie.
Oh!
And I tell you now, when I nearly started bawling my eyes out, I literally grabbed the child and gave her the biggest hug. I was like, I love you so much.
Oh,
but then
so
also, one of my little lads, God bless him, he is so cute, but he's kind of obsessed with me, like, a little bit. God love him. Like, he's just adorable. But today he told me that he was my boyfriend and that he loves me. And I was like, oh my God, you're my boyfriend. And he said, yeah, I love you. I was like, I just started cackling. I was like, ah, thank you. I was like, I love you so much too. And when I bought him out to his dad, Joe, to bring him home, I was like, told me I was his girlfriend today and that he loves me. And his dad was like, yeah, no, like, he really, really has great time for you. And when he was leaving, he was like, Miss Lizzie, hug.
Aww.
And so I had to run over and give him a hug. And then he was like, no, kiss. So he had to give me a kiss on the cheek. And then he was delighted.
That's his whole day made
so
now.
I just thought this was the funniest fucking thing.
All joy shall now cease, because we should probably get a move on. Right, okay. So, yes, in terms of depressing stories, I have accidentally stolen an episode that Lizzie wanted to do this week, which I didn't know, in fairness.
Bitch.
Because I had planned to do one that I've been wanting to talk about for the last, what, like 2 years that we've been doing the fucking podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Which is the Hello Kitty murder, because it disturbs me greatly. And it's, like, basically a real-life ghost story. And what's not to love about that?
Oh, of course.
But there's fuck all to know about this story, apart from what I am going to tell you shortly. There's just not a lot of detail. Like, it's just, this happened and this is how it happened and there you go. So, in the spirit of somewhat, what I'm just going to go with, the weakest tie together ever is, like, gang-related violence, even though it's not.
Oh, fucking Christ. Yeah.
But it's people getting off because of gang-related, because it, I feel like it had something to do with the first one as well. But we'll see. They're just very similar murders. They didn't, like, they happened within, like, 10 years of each other. And, yeah. So.
You're doing two then?
Yes. I'll be doing two stories of very similar quality. And the second one is much more graphic and detailed. And I'm going to do the very rare and unheard of cesspool disclaimer of this episode has severely strong themes of rape and sexual abuse. And if you're not here for that, don't listen. Just literally don't. Normally we would timestamp and be like, it's safe from here to here. It's not safe. The whole episode is not safe. The amount of time.
Abandon ship, guys.
Yeah, no, just go. Just, we understand.
SOS that bitch and run.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely, like, trigger warning AF. But yeah, it's horrendous. It's fucking truly horrendous what happened to both of these people, but in different ways. So, will we just dive in?
Sure, why not?
Then let's dive in. So, we start with the Hello Kitty murder. Fan Man Yi, her life started rough to begin with. She was abandoned by her family as a child, and she was raised in a girl's home. Like most kids that go into the system, when they come out, they have no fucking family, no friends, no one to go to.
Yeah.
They fall into drugs and prostitution. Or drugs and pimping sometimes. But this case, drugs and prostitution, and she got a wonderful meth addiction that she then had to sell herself to pay for.
Mm.
Now, she did manage to get like a steady job as a hostess at a nightclub by the time she was 23, but she was still on drugs at that point. And
yeah.
So in 1997, she met a man called Chan Manlock, and he was a pimp and a drug dealer. So who's a better friend to a fucking addict and a prostitute than a pimp and a drug dealer? She thought.
I mean,
sorted.
Yeah, peas in a pod.
Mm-hmm. Going together like fire and gasoline. So they hook up, whatever. Not really hook up, but, you know, she starts palling around with them. Mm. And all of his friends, and they are part of the triad. So,
oh,
yeah. Which,
great time.
I'm sure everyone knows, but if anyone doesn't know, the triad are basically China's answer to the Yakuza. So not really the best kind of people you want to get yourself fucking involved in.
No.
And definitely not the best kind of people to do what she did next to, which was rob $4,000 off of. Big mistake. So yeah, she was short. She wanted drugs, and she stole $4,000 from Chan Man, and he was pissed, obviously, and he knew straight away it was her, and he wanted his money back, but he wanted it back with interest. So
yeah.
She at this point she was married, and she had had a son. Mm-hmm. So she was clean. She was off the drugs now, and she was just like working her regular job. So she kind of got the money together to pay it. So she paid the $14,000 back. But then he decided, you know what, actually, that's not enough interest. $10,000 wasn't enough interest. I want another $16,000.
Mm.
And so naturally she could not pay the $16,000.
Oh yeah.
He had the big idea then that he was going to kidnap her and force her to prostitute for him and then just take all of her money.
Oh, God.
Until the debt was paid back. That was the plan up until they took her, which they did. They grabbed her. They got her to this dingy fucking apartment. But all of a sudden, it took a sharp left fucking turn.
Oh.
And they decided to instead to torture her. And they kept her for over a month, raping her, burning her, beating her, and tying her up like a punching bag. Not to mention,
oh, Jesus Christ,
that they would often piss in her mouth.
Ew, why the fuck?
Yeah.
That was such an extra step.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, like, obviously the rape and the beating and the burden is god-awful, but why do you have to take it to the step that you're going to piss in your mouth?
See, that's the thing. These are like,
it's so disrespectful or something. I don't know.
It's like classic, like, abuse and stuff, classic violence, and then you have humiliation. And humiliation is a weird fucking thing because there's no other reason for them to do it bar to humiliate her.
No.
And that's where you're like, why? Like, you're already doing bad enough to her. Why have you to humiliate the woman on top of it? Like, all this over $4,000 as well, might I add, to somebody who's in the triad.
$4,000.
Like, he does not need that 4K.
Tic tacs to this man.
Do you know what I mean? But alas, after months, not months, a month, weeks rather, of being beaten and all of that nice stuff that I just mentioned, Fan Man Yi died overnight. So they don't know exactly when she died or why, but she presumably just her fucking body gave up from all of the severe beatings.
Gave up. Yeah.
And she was found the following day by Chan Manlock's 14-year-old girlfriend.
Oh, hold on. You mean your prey, you whole ass fucking predator? Ew, Chris Hansen, get on the phone, you disgusting bitch.
Most likely forced prostitute is more what she actually was.
Oh, 100%.
Like, probably fell for the bad boy vibes because, like, he's in the triad and he's got, like, loads of money and he's dangerous. You know, that whole appeal. And then she gets dragged into that world and then she realizes, oh, like, actually he is a full-on murderer.
Fucking
and now she's stuck
pedophile.
There. Yeah. Yeah, his girlfriend. And she had also helped with the happy fun time torture in the creepy Hello Kitty apartment. This, yeah. This is why it's called the Hello Kitty
child,
murder.
Get a grip.
Because child is right. Honestly, well, actually, when I first read about this story, right, obviously, it's called the Hello Kitty murder because it takes place in a apartment that is full to the brim of Hello Kitty memorabilia, like plates and silverware and stuffed toys and everything. The whole place is just Hello Kitty themed and it's fucking weird. But I thought that this 14-year-old child lived in that apartment and was actually like, it was like her dolls. that it all took place with and shit. So that freaked me out even more. And then what, like, somewhat not satisfied or like relieved or whatever, but somewhat relieved that that wasn't
that
the case.
That it wasn't this child's. Yeah.
I was just, I really thought that was the story. And I was like, this is fucking sick. Like, what? But either way, it still is fucking sick. And this child should not have been involved in any of this stuff. But she was. Mm-hmm. And she even participated at one time that Chan Man kicked there's Chan Man and Fan Man, and it's just very are stressful. But he kicked her in the head 50 times. And...
oh, fuck.
Yeah. That the 14-year-old girlfriend joined in with him. So she joined in and stuff like that as well. So that's why there's not a lot of detail then to this story, because it all came from a 14-year-old girl. And for her sake, everything mm-hmm. was protected. So the true nature of the crime, everything she admitted to couldn't be released because they had no other way of knowing what happened aside from what she said.
Right.
So for her sake, to protect her and her part that she played because she got immunity after, there's no information about the exact nature of the crimes.
Controversial question.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Obviously, this child was more than likely forced to be this con's girlfriend. Right.
Hmm.
You could also argue that she might have been forced into repeatedly kicking your one in the head and joining in on the torture bits. But still at the same time, it's like, you know, like...
yeah, it's a bit risky. It's like she might not be a psychopath and like it's fine to give her immunity and leave her away with it. But at the same time, she could be a full-blown psychopath and go off and do this to somebody else now.
Yeah, it's just, it's fucking weird.
Mm. I think they probably had her assessed and like... had the whole thing checked into to see...
you would hope.
You know, is it safe to let this one kind of wander back out onto the streets? Hopefully.
Yeah.
Surely. Like, surely. Honestly. But alas, I digress. The three men that killed her, they said they didn't kill her. She died of a methamphetamine overdose that she administered herself. It's her own fault. She killed herself.
Sure, with her jaw swinging on the floor, her nose caved in and an eye fucking probably popping out from being kicked in the head repeatedly 50 times.
Full of burns and bruises and cuts and the whole shebang.
Yeah. Well, do you not know that's actually a common side effect?
Of meth.
Of meth.
Yeah. It is.
Instead of picking your face away, you're caving it away. Did you not know that?
Yeah.
It's mad. Like, it's actually common knowledge.
But I mean, it's always easy to just say that the drug addict overdosed and it has nothing to do with the month of torture we put her through. What do you mean?
No, like her face is literally not black and blue.
There's nothing wrong with her. She's grand. One day healthy, next day dead. That's exactly how that went down.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, they dragged her dead body to the bathtub, dismembered the body with a saw, and then cooked the various pieces and threw what was left away with the daily rubbish to cover up the smell of rotting corpse. Or to avoid it, rather.
I mean, clever. Okay, 10 points for creativity, but you've lost a lot on what you've done.
You know what I mean? It's like, get the logic, still don't hate, don't love it.
Yeah.
Like, surely there's other ways they have to dispose of a body. They must be disposing of bodies all the time. Like, sorry, come on. These people have to be disposing of fucking bodies all the time.
But maybe that's why they've done it, though. They're this is quick and fucking easy.
That is true. But is it, though? Because they disposed of most of the body, yeah. But for whatever ungodly reason.
Oh, I know.
They boiled the head and then put said boiled skull inside the Hello Kitty mermaid doll, which you can find pictures of online, and it's manky and it's fucking... you feel the eerie vibe off it.
It's grimy as fuck.
It's really fucking grimy. It's disgusting. And yeah, that's where they stored her skull for whatever fucking reason inside a children's Hello Kitty mermaid doll. And then they kept one of her teeth, which I... don't know why. I feel like that didn't happen kind of like during the boiling process or anything. I feel like they beat her so much one of her teeth came out and they kept it as a trophy.
Oh, 100%.
There's just no way that's not
like
the case.
One of them hit her a full force slap and mm-hmm. it popped out and he's like, oh well, how fucking cool is this?
Yeah. Oh, look what I won, like an arcade game.
Honestly, stupid guns.
Probably never would have gotten found out for this, if we're really honest with ourselves, if it wasn't for the 14-year-old, who was known only as A Fong. And she went to the police to say that she was being haunted. And obviously the police were like, lol, sure.
Like, sure thing.
Yeah, we'll call the Ghostbusters. We'll be right on it, no problem. But then she explained that she was being haunted by a woman that she had helped to torture and murder. And this seemed to pique the police interest a slight bit more. Mm-hmm. Especially when she mentioned that it was with her triad boyfriend, who was 34, by the way. I don't know if I mentioned that at all.
Oh, you didn't?
Only 20 years older than her.
Like, not that it would have been better if he was like 24. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Or anything, 30, like 34. You could have been her father.
It literally could have been her father. Literally could have been her father.
Oh, you sick fucking bitch.
If this wasn't in China and was in a council estate somewhere in the UK or Ireland, you could have been her grandfather.
Actual fact.
Unbelievable, like.
Actual fact.
But yeah, so once they found out that, yeah, like actual criminals were involved and not just a whole 14-year-old child, they obviously took interest in it and said, fuck it.
Yeah.
Maybe there actually is something to this haunting shit. Let's go check it out. So they went to the apartment and, like, the three lads had already completely abandoned that apartment. They were done with it, I guess, once they'd killed her.
Yeah.
But there was still all of the evidence there, like bloodstains on the carpet. They found the skull inside the doll. They found the tooth. And they found a bag of organs, just a plastic bag full of fucking organs, chilling on the, what you call it, the canopy of like the shop that was down below the apartment. So they basically fucked the bag of organs out the window and left it chilled there.
As if that wasn't going to create a stench. You've gone to the point of boiling this one's head and cooking the corpse to avoid a stench.
Do you know what I mean? But you leave the organs to decay outside.
As if, one, that's not going to start to stink. It's in a bag, so it's sweating. It's going to be in the heat. Someone's not going to open that and be like,
Well,
they actually look fairly like a human heart. Or a human liver.
It would take someone to actually notice it was there, I guess. Because, like, you'd only see it from the top of the apartment. You wouldn't see it from down on the street. Do you know what I mean? It's like, when I say the canopy,
no,
it's
but,
like...
No, I know. Yeah. I know the, like, the little... Like, is it a cloth one, though, or is it metal?
I presumed cloth, but I don't know.
Because if it's cloth, you're going to see that bitch sink it. Like, that's going to sink a bit.
That is true. That is also true.
And then you are going to start to smell it.
The smell, definitely. But, yeah, I don't know. I honestly can't think of any logic as to why they did it that way. Like, it makes 0% sense.
They had none, that's why.
But, in any case, they knew it was these three guys that had killed her. They knew. But they argued the overdose. And because they argued the overdose and there wasn't enough left of this woman to prove otherwise, they couldn't charge them with murder.
Oh.
Yeah.
No wonder she's fucking haunting them. I'm sorry now.
Honestly. So they had to be charged with manslaughter instead. And yeah, they...
What about desecration of a corpse?
That's what I thought. And there was also... they were charged with, like obstructing a rightful burial or a lawful burial, something like that.
Oh, yes.
That's what
they were actually charged with.
Because that was like very illegal in Hong Kong at the time. So they charged them pretty much as they could, but they couldn't really charge them with murder because there was no full proof that it was 100% murder, that she didn't
just
self-murder.
Yeah.
But yeah, so all three of them got life in prison, but that's, I assume, life in prison is the same as life in prison in Ireland is, which is 25 to life.
7 years.
It's supposed to be 25 years, but yeah, honestly. But yeah, they got that with the chance of parole after 20 years. And so this is what I was saying. It seems like, you know...
97. Yeah.
Not the longest of sentences for torturing and...
Absolutely not.
...dismembering a woman. And also having like a 14-year-old child involved in it, because I feel like there has to be some crime in that as well.
As a girlfriend.
So, do you know what I mean?
As well.
Do you know what I mean? But that's it. That's all I have on that one, because there just isn't all that much. Like I said, there was no body in the end. So they couldn't go through like, okay, this is how she died, or she died from this and this injury, or whatever. They couldn't that. And we couldn't get the full details of everything they had done. Because they had her for a month. You know what I mean? They did a lot to that woman. You know they did.
Not to her. Yeah. Yeah.
But hence why that led me to our next, which is that of Junko Furuta. What's wrong?
No, I was just
oh, like, it was that. Yeah. Junko Furuta. Now,
it's just
I did have
awful.
Multiple sources for this one, but the main one is japaninsider.com, because that one had the most horrendous detail on almost every single thing that was done to her on the timeline that it was done. And yeah, so I use that one as my main source, because if you're going to do it, kill yourself with it, because yeah, this is, it's too detailed. It truly is. This is very graphic, and I'm sorry in advance.
Let me get myself comfortable now, because I'm going to have to sink down into this chair.
Right. Okay. So this story takes place in Adachi, Tokyo. I don't even want to. I actually don't. Oh, okay. Straight for it. Don't think, don't look back, no regrets. Junko Furuta was a 16-year-old schoolgirl who was pretty, popular, and got good grades. She didn't drink, smoke, or do drugs, so she wouldn't have been the type of girl who would have got involved with the likes of Hiroshi Miyano, the school's resident piece of shit bully who was all wrapped up with the new generation of the Yakuza.
Fucking Christ.
Yeah, so you just know this young fella walked around like he had balls of pure adamantium.
Oh, 100%.
Like, no doubt about it. It's the rap, like, that he was in with the new generation of the Yakuza. Like, he's not even, like, you know, the serious Yakuza. He's just, like, the little trainee shits that are being recruited from school.
So fucking embarrassing.
Honestly. If he doesn't lose a pinky, I'll be shook. But alas, I digress. We carry on. He had a crush on Junko, and so he asked her out. And him, obviously, being a full narcissist, was not expecting her to say, no, thank you.
No, you're actually a ratbag, bitch. Why would I go near you?
Exactly. Because, as I said, would have been the exact opposite of what she would have been looking for in a young fella, I'm very sure.
Yeah. Him going around traumatising the kids. Because those kids, like, they don't just normal bully.
No.
Like, their bullying over there is, like...
Honestly.
Attempted murder bullying.
The whole time I'm like, thinking, this is just, like, every fucking, like, Japanese horror show or movie or fucking Korean K-drama shit. Like, they have the same level
their
of
bullying
intensity.
Is bullying, bullying.
Like, yeah.
It's fucking insane.
Like, fucking... the Netflix series of The Grudge bullying, where, like, people...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's not pretty. It's not. So God only knows what they were doing to people, like, aside from what they did to her. This is what concerns me.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, he didn't like that she said no. No was not an option. So he came up with such a romantic plan to kidnap her.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Yeah, it's what every girl dreams of.
Everywhere, our girl's fucking dreams. Yeah.
We're just like, oh, I can't wait until the day that a man finally puts a pillowcase over my head and shoves me into the back of a white van. Like, that's going to be the best day of my life.
Romance.
Girl can only dream. And he made a plan with three of his little shit friends. Fucking little cunts as well. And the three of them set off to do just that. So, Nobuharu Minato... one of the friends, he went up and he kicked Junko off of her bike. So then Hiroshi could swoop in and play the hero and offer a hand up.
Oh you fucking embarrassing fool.
And you know what? If it wasn't for such a nefarious reason, it would almost be, like, sort of cute. Like, apart from the fact that it's a bit, like, skeevy to plan to kick a girl off her bike, but it's like, oh, then she'll see me as the good guy yeah. and know I'm going to protect her. And it's like, could definitely, again, I could see it in a K-drama, but...
Oh, 100%. I'm sure that I'm not really a bad guy. And it's like, exactly. No, you actually are not even... You are vermin.
Full ratbag bitch.
Pestilent.
Once again.
Little prick. You're disgusting.
Like, he is the... Yeah. Yeah. So, that's what he did. He swooped in. He picked her up off the ground. Made sure she was okay. Offered her an escort home. And she said, yeah. Like, obviously a bit chuck after getting kicked the fuck off her bike. So she was probably like, thank you for being, like, kind. Because I would be.
Yeah.
And she accepted the escort home. But home is not where he escorted her. He instead escorted her to an abandoned house where he raped her.
Oh, fucking Christ above.
And then he led her back to a park where the other three boys also raped her. Just to add to, you know, all of this fun that we're having, they're like serial gang rapists. This is not the first time they've gang raped somebody. So how this even led...
Like, how are these kids still in fucking school?
Do you know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
Like, Adam got kicked out of school for destroying a young fella in a froob. Like, how the fuck... How are they still in... Like, oh yeah, that's fucking Johnny the serial rapist. Like, it...
Defacing somebody with a bit of fucking dairy. Do you know what I mean? You get fucked out of school. But you can run a fucking rape train... And there you are, like.
Yeah, not a bother. Is it like the dishonor Jesus against the school Christ. Thing again? Is it like, again, all of us are dead is all I can think of. Where the principal's like, yeah, we can't tell people we have zombies. That's embarrassing. Like,
yeah, or like, this is going to be frowned upon, or we're yeah. going to be frowned upon for having these type of kids in our school.
Exactly. It's like, no, there's no rapists here. Just a whole gaggle of them.
And they're 16. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. They are literally, they're 16 to 18. They then, once they were done doing all of that, they decided to hold on to her for longer. And they smuggled her into Minato's house. And they forced her to call her parents and tell them that she'd run away. But she was with some friends and she was not in any danger. Which, if you ever get a fucking phone call from me that specifically says the words, I'm not in any danger, bitch, I'm in danger.
I'm honestly, that did not even have to be said. Like, that's just a given. So I'm like, well, why the fuck are you telling me that so?
Honestly, I am not in any danger. I'd be like, okay, let me trace this fucking call. Like, okay, all right, like, fair enough.
Sure, hun.
This is the 80s. I believe you. Like,
we'll see you soon.
Do you know what I mean? What? Like, the first thing I'd be doing is going to the police. I'd be getting contacting all of yeah. the friends. I'd be like, is there any weirdos been sniffing around Lizzie lately?
Yeah.
Investigations would be done. That's all I'm saying. And especially with her, because she sounds like such a straight laced person. Like, I don't know, I got really pissed off and I just got so vexed at this. Because it's so out of character then for her to just be like, yeah, I've run away, I've fucked off now, bye. Like, I don't care about school anymore.
And do you know what it is like? I wonder, was it a case of people were saying, well, she was so clean cut. Maybe this was her breaking point. Maybe she was sick of getting good grades. Maybe she was sick of not doing this, not doing this. Maybe she was missing out with her peers. But still, that's... I feel like that still is a bit of a reach. People usually don't act out of character.
No.
People like usually act exactly who they are.
Yeah.
And then for them to have a call to be like, I'm not in any danger. I'm like... Mm.
You know, alarm bells. Immediate fucking alarm bells.
Yeah.
But I did see... While I was doing research for this, I just came across the, you know, the Google search things, the automatic ones.
Yeah.
I didn't click on it because I wasn't interested, but it just said Junko Furuta pregnant. So I'm wondering if there was like a version of the story where it was, yeah, she got pregnant and that's why she ran away. Because she didn't want to bring like the dishonor of a out of wedlock baby on her family kind of thing.
Yeah.
Just a thought. Like, if that was the story that circulated, that I feel like the parents would have been like, okay, fair enough. Dishonor on you, dishonor on your cow. End of that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm still like, I don't care. You get a fucking call off of someone to say they're not in any danger. They're in danger.
They're, like, the most danger they've ever been in their entire life.
But either way, that stopped the police ever coming to look for her. So they got exactly what they wanted. They were safe now to do whatever they wanted to her.
Now,
I was a wee bit confused, right, by this, because Minato's parents knew about Junko being there. They knew her presence in the house, and they thought that she was Hiroshi's girlfriend. Like, they told her to pretend she was Hiroshi's girlfriend when the parents were around. But I'm trying to figure out, one, did the parents not live in the house with their son? Because one website, it said that they just thought, like, she was coming to visit and never noticed that she never actually went home. And another source I saw was that they would visit sometimes. And when she was there, they were just told that it was Hiroshi's girlfriend.
See, it could be the case of, oh, he had moved out. You know, apartments can be cheap enough over there and stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like I've read a thing. Now, this could be a wild misconception. But if he was, say, one of the ones that were coming towards the end of school, so he's like 18, a lot of them do actually leave home.
Yeah.
In around that time. So it could be a case of where, yeah, he was just finishing up his fucking schooling or whatever, but he was living independently.
That's
fair. Or maybe the parents travelled quite a lot for business, and he practically lived by himself.
I thought they might have had something like that. A forest house kind of thing, like a vacation house, and that's where he was, rather than actual in like the main like living house, we'll say. And they like he took over that house then, because it was then his parents' house, but the parents weren't there. You know, multiple sources didn't really get a clear idea of why the fuck the parents weren't in the house to know that a young woman was being tortured there. But they did eventually, by all consensuses, eventually start to cop on that there was something a bit fucky going on with Junko, that she maybe wasn't necessarily there consensually.
Out of her own will, yeah.
But Hiroshi had ties to the Yakuza, so they kept their fucking mouth shut. Yeah. Which, like, you can't fully blame them, but at the same time, I'm like, come on.
No, at the same time, come on. You're dead right. Like, this is a 16-year-old girl.
16-year-old girl. You know something's not right. You don't have to...
But genuinely, honestly now, do you think the Yakuza are actually going to protect a 16 to 18-year-old little twat that's just, like, probably a runner for them at this point?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's an intern. You think they're really going to risk their whole fucking... No. What would you even call them? Like, they're... All of them on the line for this tit.
Exactly.
Absolutely fucking not. Absolutely not.
No. And especially for something like this. Like, yeah, the Yakuza are criminals. They're terrifying. They've done horrendous things. But there's still honour among them. And I feel like this isn't even... Like, this is lower than any Yakuza would go. Without reason.
Like, do you know what I mean? This is an innocent 16-year-old. Person. Yeah. She just didn't fancy one of the lads. So.
Yeah. She had the audacity to say no. I just don't feel like the Yakuza would have backed this kid up in any way, shape or form. They would have been like, fuck him.
They're not putting their necks on the line for this little cunt.
No, 100% not.
Why would they?
No.
They'd probably kill him themselves for dragging their name into it.
Yeah. So,
it's not like he was the little brother of someone up very high, or, you know what I mean? Mm. Or like a relation of somebody very high, or somebody...
No, not that say, like, I could
his
see
parents were in previously. His dad or an older brother could have been in the Yakuza at one point. Then you'd maybe understand why they would protect him, but he was just a little fucking runner boy for them that was like wanting to join the gang.
Exactly.
You're not giving a flying shit about him.
Mm-mm.
You're a number. And don't be dragging their fucking name through the dirt while you're at it. Like, I don't know.
That's my exact thoughts on it as well. I just... Not even the Yakuza or this criminal. Genuinely. Not for no reason. Not for an innocent person.
No, but just really for the parents to believe that the Yakuza would actually do something to them.
I get
a grip. Come on.
Yeah.
Actually think about this now.
No, but the fear of the Yakuza in Japan is nuts. And especially like at this time period in the kind of late 80s, early 90s. Like,
oh, no. You know, no, don't get me wrong. No, I like I'm aware.
I would.
Still, like.
Yeah, I don't know. I would have ratted on him. I would have. And I'm no rat, but. Let the fucking Yakuza come and
singing eat like a fucking canary. No, I'm not. I'd be like, right, lads, this fella's causing a fucking stir.
Mm.
Ye should probably sort him out. You know what I mean? Let them sort him out.
You know what I mean? Now, the worst thing is that the police were actually called twice about this situation. Once, they were called by the parents of a boy who went to visit the house where Junko was. We can imagine for what. Because there was a few people invited around to do things. But he told his older brother, and his older brother then told the parents, and the parents called the police and alerted them that there was a young one being tortured in such and such a house. Please go fucking sort it out.
Yeah.
And they went over there and they knocked on the door and they were told, no, there's no girl here. They went, oh, okay, fine. Have a nice day.
Like, we actually don't need to do any checks or anything. We just believe you.
Mm-hmm. I don't see why we shouldn't take this person at their word. Did you kill her? No. All right, cool. Guess we'll have to look for a new suspect.
Sorry now for this minor inconvenience by questioning you about possibly kidnapping and torturing a young one, you know.
Yeah.
Been a long day, so sorry about this. I believe fully what you're after telling me. Thanks, goodbye.
Didn't mean to disturb your zen.
No.
And the second time that the police were called was by Junko herself. Halfway through her 44 days of hell. And she was caught... And the police called back and they were told, oh no, somebody just called by mistake. And they were like, that's fine.
Like, do people not, right, honestly now, this is really pissing me off. Like, do people not put fucking two and two together? Like, you've had a phone call.
Do you know what I mean?
To go to this specific house about a girl that was being kept there. You get a phone call from this house from a girl saying that she's being kept. Phone gets cut off. You ring back. Oh no, everything's handy dandy.
Yeah, it's all fine. I would.
Do you not think,
like,
that's a slight bit fucking suspicious, like?
And I feel like you just needed less warrants in this time frame. So it's like, just go anyway. You know what I mean?
Just barge in.
Like, there's been reports of a child missing, being tortured. Now there's a call coming from this house to the police that wasn't answered. And when you call back, you're told by a different voice that everything's fine. Like, investigate it. Just go check it out.
Idiots.
It's not that fucking hard. But alas, they didn't. And so they were allowed to continue to do all of the list of things that I am about to list off now. And can I just say that overall, I think I have like 6 pages of notes on this. 1, 2, 7. I have 7 pages of notes, and 4 of them are just dedicated to what was done to her.
Oh God.
So it is a long list, and it's very graphic, it's very in detail, it's horrendous, and we're just going to go through it because I truly can't believe that anyone of like between 16 to 18 years can be that fucking cruel to have thought up half the shit that they did to her. I don't know how she survived for 44 days.
Oh God.
And
I just know the brain rot that is going to come in the next sentence or so.
Yeah.
So,
because it literally starts off like the first thing is just, we'll call it mild. It's still, it's a horrible thing to do to somebody, but it's mild. And then it just immediately goes to 100 after that. So when you are ready, we will begin.
Go on. Yeah, go on.
Okay. She was kept naked most of the time. She was raped every day in both her vagina and anus. Hiroshi would invite other boys and Yakuza members over to have a go at her. So it's believed she was raped by more than 100 men over 500 times in 44 days. And at one point she was raped by 12 different men in one day.
My fucking God. Like, how...
Like, it is breaking down to like an average of 10 or 11 times a day.
That poor fucking girl. Mm-hmm. That poor child.
She was brutally beaten with golf clubs and her face was bashed into the cement floor. She was urinated on by most of the men that were raping her. She was forced to masturbate in front of her rapists and their guests. They forced various objects into her, including an iron bar, scissors, roasting needles,
oh my fucking God,
and grilled chicken skewers. Chicken skewers.
Why?
They literally looked at any long object. Any singular long object. And they're like, that'll do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just for the crack. It's again, like we talked, like, you try and understand. You try and figure out, like, how these things can happen. How you could sit there and think, look at a chicken skewer and be like, I'm going to use that to torture someone later. But I just can't. I physically cannot. I can't see any way where that happens to somebody's brain and think they think that's fine. I can't. They gave her limited food and water, and they forced her to eat live cockroaches and drink her own urine. They forced fireworks up her rear and set them off, severely burning her.
Oh my fucking God.
They ripped her left nipple off with the pliers. They dropped dumbbells on her stomach while she was bound on the floor, resulting in a loss of bowel control. She was hung from the ceiling as a human punching bag. She was locked in a freezer for several hours. Her eyelids were burned with hot wax and her vagina and clitoris were burned with cigarettes and lighters. And they were even sick enough to put a hot lit light bulb into her vagina and rubbed it until it exploded inside her.
Oh my fucking God. Oh my God, stop.
And she wasn't even halfway through her ordeal yet.
Oh my God.
And we're not even done. We're really not. This is just the first half of the vacation.
Mm-hmm.
She could no longer breathe through her nose due to the amount of blood that was built up in it. And her organs were so traumatized that her body rejected food and water, causing her to immediately vomit up anything that she ingested. Which, of course, in turn, resulted in her getting beaten up more for making a mess.
You've caused this.
Yeah.
You were dropping fucking dumbbells on her stomach. What the fuck did you think was going to happen?
Like, this is the part I don't get. They don't seem to see any sort of correlation to the damage they're causing and the reaction it's having.
Yeah.
They don't seem to kind of put the two and two together. It's like the other fella's being shocked that Fan Man Yi had died.
Yeah.
Like, of course she did.
Like, as a direct result of your actions.
As if a person can survive this without having serious long-term effects. You can't. She's getting beaten and raped on a daily. Like, even if they had never done anything to actually harm her stomach, I wouldn't be surprised if she was violently fucking vomiting all the time.
I know.
But it was around that point where she had attempted to call the police, as I said earlier. Her punishment for that was having lighter fluid poured all over her legs and feet, and she was setting fire.
Oh no.
So once that had happened, obviously, between that and the severe muscle bruising, she completely lost the use of her legs. She couldn't walk anymore. She also couldn't handle anything anymore because her hands had been crushed and all the bones in her fingers were broken and her fingernails were split in half. It was the middle of winter and she was forced to sleep on the balcony in freezing temperatures. After 30 days, she lost bladder control and it would take her an hour to crawl on her broken bones to the downstairs bathroom. An hour.
Oh my God.
And that was presumably in the interest of avoiding another beating for just pissing where she lays, because like that would obviously be the easier fucking option at this point, but
yeah,
it's not an option for her. So she takes an hour to fucking drag herself to the bathroom and I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck, man? And not to be bad and say it like this, what use is she to them anymore?
No, but that's so true. It's so true.
Like, they kidnapped her for a purpose. She cannot serve that purpose anymore.
No.
So why are they still doing it?
I actually feel ill.
But alas, we're almost done. It's truly, like I said, it's not a fun story. And it's probably the most detail I've ever gone into on one singular murder ever as well. I hate that there's this much. This is why we don't normally do singular murders, because there's not that much detail, because it's sort of, oh look, he killed her, done. I hate that there's this much. During the 44 days she was held captive, she begged them multiple times to just kill her and be done with it. But they refused to grant her that mercy until one night she did something so unbelievably outrageous that they completely flew off the handle and beat her to death in a fit of pure rage. She beat them at a game of Mahjong.
Oh my God.
That was their final fucking straw. They challenged her to a game of Mahjong. And she won. So on January 4th, 1989, they beat her with an iron barbell and set her body on fire. That didn't kill her, but the shock did.
Oh my fucking God.
Yeah. The shock from that final beating and being set on fire killed her the next day.
The next day.
I am so severely hoping that she was already like cut off, like completely in a coma or, you know, just gone for that day took for her to actually
this
pass.
Is just making me want to cry.
I know,
and I don't know if I'm just in like a particularly fucking sensitive mood or something today, but fucking Christ above,
it is truly a horrendous story. I think at this point you're probably fucking glad that I took it off you.
Oh, I would have had a mental breakdown. If I had, literally, I would have had a mental, I can't even speak now.
It's
I feel like all I've been able to do for this like one is just swear and say, oh my fucking God, like that's my only response, because I cannot believe this actually happened to a fucking 16-year-old girl because she did not fancy a boy who was also a fucking child.
You know what I mean? A 16-year-old girl with a whole future ahead of her, and all because she said no to some dipshit. This is what she got. So, yeah, after she passed, the boy stuffed her body into a 55-gallon drum and filled it with concrete, and they disposed of it in Koto in Tokyo. And that's the part that everyone knows, which is that she was found in a cement barrel. And that's what made this case so famous. There was the cement encased schoolgirl, which they couldn't have thought of like a snappier name for the case. Like
his name.
Something a bit more respectful than the cement encased schoolgirl as well. That probably would have been nice. But alas, things don't translate well, so I'm holding judgment.
Be fair.
The Japanese court wanted to protect the identities of the boys who tortured Junko because they were all underage. They were juveniles. So they didn't want their names to be released to the press. But a journalist...
But this is...
Go on.
Oh, thank God. No, I was just going to say, yeah, okay, they're underage, they're juveniles, whatever. They're still grown enough
If he's grown enough to be in the Yakuza.
Absolute horrendous acts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or you're big enough to join a big boy gang.
And keep a girl as a fucking sex slave for 44 days. Then he's big enough to be fucking tried as an adult.
100%. And go to big boy prison.
Mm-hmm. And then see what happens to him. But yeah. Mercifully, a journalist had the same ideas as us, which was fuck them. And he dug up their names and released them to the public because he said after what they did to Junko Furuta, they don't deserve anyone to hold up their human rights.
Clicks all around.
Did they give her hers? No, they fucking didn't. So they don't deserve theirs. No, they fucking didn't. Plus, they all received a laughably light sentence because they were minors at the time of the crime. Hiroshi got 17 years, which at the very least...
1 year longer than she was alive.
Do you know what I mean? Still more life than she was allowed to have left after he gets out. Like, that's not acceptable to me. But at the very least, the judge increased it to 20 years after he appealed his sentence. Which I'm like, that's
fuck you.
Fucking great move. Like, he's appealing to get it shortened and he's just like, do you know what? I have 3 more years. How about that? Do you want to appeal again?
Yeah. Try me again, Hiroshi.
Try me again. And 2 other boys who also appealed their 9-year sentence also had it promptly increased. Nine years. Mm-hmm. Because they were only accessory to it. Which I'm like, nah. But
okay, accessory. You still partook.
Yeah, exactly.
In defiling this poor girl. This poor fucking child.
Like,
nah.
There's a whole other category for what crimes were committed here. Like, this is not your average fucking everyday shit. There is a whole other sentence that needs to be found and specifically dedicated to this case.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I don't know, breach of humanity or some shit. Like,
honestly though,
there has to be something. There has to be something that's just, it's beyond anything that we could ever imagine as evil.
It's just fucking insane.
But yeah, 9 years. 9 years for accessory to murder. And I think, because again, it's a little sketchy, it's a little choppy with the sources, I think they got increased as well by 3 years. Or 4 years.
Right.
No, three. Yeah, three. They got bumped up to 12 years. And then the fourth guy had the common sense to leave well enough alone and not appeal his sentence. So he just served his normal time. And
9 years.
Yeah. I think it was 9 years as well. Or 12. I'm not sure. It wasn't, you know.
Yeah.
Nor was it important, because the point of the matter is these motherfuckers were all out of prison by their late 30s, just ready to live life again.
Literally in their fucking prime.
Yeah, in their prime. They just got to come out, no worries, like, just live a normal life. Like, all right, okay. I murdered someone, but I'm fine now.
I hope something foul fell upon these cunts, and I mean that.
Well, I only found about one of them. Now, because I didn't take it down because I didn't see the point in only talking about the aftermath with one. So I don't know which one of the four it was. But they ended up going back to prison on another charge. Because I think they kidnapped their girlfriend. Or they kidnapped a fella who they thought was going to take their girlfriend away from them. Something like that. And they were charged with that. And then there was something else about yet another gang rape charge.
What the fuck? Uh-huh.
And here's the thing. They were pulled in, like... Hiroshi ratted himself out, basically, because they were pulled in connection to some, like, another gang rape. That's why they were arrested in the first place. It had nothing at all to do with Junko. But then they said they were actually talking about a murder, and Hiroshi assumed that one of the other guys had flipped and confessed to everything on the spot. And they were like, oh, we didn't even know what you did that, but okay.
Oh my god.
So he literally fucking ratted himself out in the end. Like, that's the most frustrating part, because they never would have got caught otherwise.
What a stupid break.
Like, what kind of justice for her is that? And by God, have I never seen a story that deserves the worst of justice more than that one. Like,
mm-mm.
Horrendous. Actually horrendous.
Have you seen the photos?
No. No, I have actively avoided them up until this point, but now that you're making that face
there's
at me...
There's just two, and I'm like, oh fucking god. And they're not even like, they're high quality photos. Like, they're grainy and stuff, obviously, given the time. But Jesus, even from them two, it's like, it's really fucking bad.
Jesus. I see one of them. I also see the barrel. What, like her little bit of hair sticking up out of it.
There's one. Let me see if I can see it. Yeah, where it's her in the concrete. Have you seen that one?
No, I don't think so. I'm not seeing it here.
I don't know if you want me to send it to you. It's quite awful. And then there's one of her, and her eyes are just like swelled shut. Like it's fucking horrendous. Like,
yeah. So that was our wonderfully lighthearted side episode. No, remember before when we used to do like cryptids and stuff? Yeah, no, we're going straight for pain.
Oh my god, those were the days. Like when I tell you, you know the way Quiva sometimes when she does something really stressful, like on the podcast where it's like a really heavy story or she's been told something heavy, she has to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I have that now. I'm like, I don't even think I'm going to wash my face. And that's a lot. I'm crawling into bed. The lights are going off and I'm going to fucking sleep. I cannot.
I mean, that is fully fair. Like, it's just...
How? Why? Genuinely, this all stemmed because she did not fancy one of the lads.
Yeah.
Who quite literally looks like a bulldog. Why the fuck would she look at you anyway? And she fab. She fabs, fucking stay at you.
Exactly.
You're known as a prolific gang rapist between you and your little fucking shithead friends.
You know what I mean? Like, he definitely had that reputation. And you're trying to become close to the Yakuza. When he asked her out. Like, there's no way he didn't.
Because this is the shit that he would have thrived off in school, and that's where he would have got his fucking golden nuggets from, thinking that, oh my god, everybody in school is afraid of me.
Mm.
I'm this cool lad who's getting in close with the Yakuza. A pure power tripping all the time.
I just...
Fucking little cunt.
And she really was fab, like. You know what I mean? Such a beautiful face. And then just to take that away for nothing. Just because you're fucking butthurt. Like, literally because you're butthurt.
Because she didn't want to go out with you. Because you're a rapist. Maybe. Okay. We're going to say something maybe controversial here. Maybe just... Don't rape girls, and then the girls that you fancy might actually go out with you.
Yeah. I mean, it's a wild concept, it really is, but I would say give it a go.
I hope these people are leading absolutely fucking awful lives.
Yeah.
And I mean awful.
I didn't look up to see, you know, where are they now or anything
just
like that.
Just in case they're not. Just in case they're not.
Exactly. Because I know this world and I know what happens to people like that, and that's nothing. They usually get to just go on and fucking have a great time. Just live their lives. It's fine. Okay. So now that we're sufficiently pissed off and upset and mad at the world and disgusted and ready for sleep and showers and I don't know, possibly a good cry and a tub of ice cream. All good things.
Oh my God, I'm having a fucking sad shower.
Oh, sad shower.
Oh my God. I'm putting on my depression playlist. I'm gonna maybe eat a full bag of Kit Kats. Who knows?
Yeah. I'm thinking it's...
I'm like gonna put on something. I'm just going to cry.
I'm thinking it's tracksuit, cheesecake, tea.
Yeah.
I think that's where I go from here.
Oh no. I'm putting all of my ill wishes. All of my fucking ill wishes to these kids. Yeah.
Truly. You may have changed your fucking names, but you'll never change your colours, you sick little pigs. So, I hope they have hemorrhoids after hemorrhoids after hemorrhoids.
No, I hope they're dead.
No, dead is too easy. I want them to be suffering.
But then the possibility of them having a decent life.
That's what I mean. I don't want them to be having a decent life either. I want them to just be suffering at all times.
But like you said, it never fucking happens in people like that, does it?
No, it doesn't. No, they either live out their lives all happy and like, oh yeah, I've repented for my sins, ha ha. Or they just get to die a nice, easy death and that's the end of that. Either way, not satisfactory.
No, I hope it was a horrible one. Like, they were rotten from the inside out. We're going to say it. Neurosyphilis. They were riddled.
Truly.
Their brain went to mush.
Like Mozart before them. And it'd just be lovely if... You know those fucking, like, zipline things that you hang out of? Well, it'd just be lovely if they were hung off of one of those that went through the entirety of Tokyo and they just spun around the whole city getting beaten by sticks until they passed. That'd be nice. That would be a sufficient
That would be really, really nice.
That'd be great.
I think so.
Fully naked, obviously.
Slapping into the odd buildings. Yeah.
But like, not even like in a way that might kill them. They're going to slap like ankle first. So it just really fucking hurts.
Oh yeah.
But not enough to do anything that's going to like... help them expire faster.
Yeah. And then after a while it rotates, then it's their head that's hanging down. And they're just getting clobbered.
Exactly. I'm here for it. That's the punishment. I would like to put myself forward for president of the world in this current situation and vote that we get zip lines put in every city where criminals can be beaten with sticks as they fly around it until they pass. That's how we deal with criminals of this degree.
I
from
said
now
this
on.
The other day. Bring back the fucking stocks, and I feel like it is applies yes. into this situation.
Oh
as
my
well.
God, yes.
Instead of just leaving them there, you're being belted with fucking bricks.
Yeah, 100%. And then they're already strapped in and bent over. We give them a fucking taste of their own medicine.
Exactly. My brain has
laughing, but hurt inside.
Oh my God.
I do apologise for doing the two of those in one because they're both like again the same like disgust level, but obviously the second one with a lot more detail.
Second one, yeah.
But like I said, they just kind of had to go together because otherwise Hello Kitty was never being done, and I've been dying to talk about that.
No, I completely relinquish any want to ever.
Never again.
Never again.
Because like it's such a huge story as well. I don't know why we never thought about covering it before. Obviously you did, but like.
Yeah. Timing just wasn't right.
Timing really wasn't right. So
coming up doing
I'm it. Glad it's over with, actually, to be honest, because again, it's the one I knew. I knew the ins and outs of the story. But even still, when you go to do we've said this so many times with this podcast. When you go to do the research, it hits different, man. It hits different.
It does, because I feel like when you're reading it then you do picture it.
Yeah.
And you can't stop yourself from doing it. It's like literally as vile as it is, you cannot stop yourself.
No. I have scenes in my head from doing the story now that I will never be able to bleach out of me. Honestly. Just the light bulb.
Oh, Savannah, stop it now because I literally was just about to say to you, it's the fucking
it's the light bulb. The light bulb will never leave my brain. Also, I forgot. I skipped a whole line of my notes. I'm just after realising it. I just like visually saw the notes.
What was it?
They had caused so much damage to her head that her brain shrunk.
Does that happen?
I had to look it up to find out if it was a real thing because I knew that there's like a possibility of brain shrinkage with old age and stuff.
Yeah.
But I didn't know it could happen from blunt force trauma to the head. But they did. They perforated her eardrums and they shrunk her brain. She took so much damage to her head. And she still beat them in Mahjong. So what the fuck does that tell you, you thick little fucker?
I can't, but the fact that was the thing that pushed them over the edge.
That she beat them in Mahjong, like.
She literally cannot walk. I'm sure she can barely fucking talk at this point. Has no use of her arms.
Yeah.
Her hands. Has no control of her bladder. Or her bowels.
Has burst ears and a broken brain.
And yet she still beat you.
Do you know what I mean? And if that's not the moment where they had to realise that she was worth fucking 40 of each and every one of them, I don't know what was. That's definitely it, like.
And
they were like, this fucking one, we're after crippling her and she's still beating us in Mahjong. We can't be having that. That's what pissed them off. Fucking fragile little egos once again.
But the fact as well that they were like getting other men to come in.
And just not an issue, like they were just, cool. Let's go have a go at this 16-year-old.
And I guarantee you as well, it was like other like weird little fucking trainees, like they were. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I also feel like it could have been some of the more like, not the bosses or whatever, but you know, the kind of more initiated people. Because I feel like he probably would have thought like this was a great way to get in with them. Be like, I have a girl, you can come back over to this place, you can use her whatever way you want, you can do what you like to her, you know? And he's like using that then as a shoe-in.
I don't know.
I don't either, to be honest. I really don't. I'm sorry for her that she didn't die sooner. I know it's a really fucking weird thing to say.
Yeah.
But.
No, but honestly.
There was no coming back for her.
And she took a day to fucking die after being lit on fire.
Yeah. And like they lit up her
head caved in.
Her whole body, face included. Like, I don't know. I guess they put her out quickly, so it was just a
slow death.
She deserved better. Like I said, I honestly, it would have been better for her to die faster. Because once the legs were gone, she was burnt, she'd lost control of her bladder. She was never going to be able to have kids. She would never have been able to enjoy sex again.
No.
She probably never would have been able to properly eat or drink. She probably would have had to been fed with tubes and wear colostomy bags. She was 16. She was better off to die.
Yeah.
She had zero quality of life left. And after living trauma like that, you can't even mentally return. Never mind physically. So,
no.
The only mercy that ever did happen to her in that whole thing was her death. But even at that, it was still the worst case. It is truly an awful story. And I've had enough of it now. So, we're only going to keep going back around in circles about the 400,000 ways that it is probably actually, if we take out the length of the other ones, maybe the most gruesome one we've talked about.
Yeah. In terms of, like, this kind of violence, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because, like, it's different when we're talking about one person doing this to 40 people over the span of 4 or 5 years compared to one person over 44 days. It's a huge difference. Yeah. We're going to call it quits. We're done with that. And we're still on BTK, right?
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
So it's not even like we get a nice break.
No.
From doing not foul shit.
No, I mean, like, well, in fair, it is. It's truly disgusting what he did, what BTK did. But there's a lot more opportunity to take the piss out of Dennis Rader himself.
So very true. That'll be my only saving
grace. Yeah. You get all the murders. You are going to be
super fucking fun.
I think you're going to severely regret trying to take the pressure of me being the one to cover all of the murders. Because I've now had 2 years of practice of being the one to cover the worst of the murders.
See, that's it. I was having it too handy there. Because mine were always taking the piss from the get-go, where it was able and where it was allowed.
Oh, yep. You're going to see now why I struggle to bring any sort of levity to my episodes. And why the fucking listeners probably hate me, because I only bring the misery.
It's probably going to be the first time I'm going to be this angry telling something, I'd say, since, I want to say, the West Memphis 3.
Oh, big statement.
Big statement. I don't think anything would probably ever beat that, because I was shaking mad. Mm. And I had to have a couple of day recovery after that, because it was just too fucking much. But I can feel the anger is going to be at the exact same, like, caliber.
Oh, most definitely. Because, you know, we do have the wonderful theme of child murder yet again. But, yeah. We said it. Different season, not different us. We can't break the habit. We can't help it. Why they just all kill children.
Honestly, get a grip.
Do you know what I mean?
Get a fucking grip. Can people stop doing it?
It's not like we actively seek out the child. In fact, we've actively seeked out anything but child murder, and we can't.
Because you're like, oh, handy daddy. Oh,
yep.
There's always fucking one.
Like, even with the fucking Rutley poisoner, I was like, oh, great.
There was one.
No, just rampant infanticide in the middle of it. I was like, oh, great. Wonderful, thank you.
Yep. H.H. Holmes, oh yeah, we're taking a break. He's going to be a funny swindler. Child murder.
Fucking hell, honestly. We have the worst luck with it, but it is what it is. And yeah, like I said, BTK, horrendous, but dumb as shit, and great to take the piss out of.
Bolted bitch.
Yeah, so that's what we're going to be back with next week. Cueve will be kicking us off for a change. We've changed things up for season two. You never know what you're going to get. It's like, boom, a lucky dip bag.
No, you won't. Ha ha.
When we welcome Cueva back from her little break in New York, then she gets to talk about him, which is always fun. So,
yeah.
Always a nice way to end your holiday, which, talking about that sick little puppy. Yeah. So we'll not look forward to that. But I do look forward to seeing the change in roles, because, like, we've never done this. And I'm very interested to see how it goes. We all settled into our roles in this.
We'll be grand.
We'll be fine.
I can feel more manic episodes coming.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. We'll be bald by the end of the year. But, like, we'll have individually plucked out each hair.
Yes. And then we might move on to our eyelashes.
Yeah. If not eyebrows.
You know what I mean? At the very least.
At the very least.
At the very least.
Because I feel like no eyebrows but no eyelashes isn't half as terrifying as eyelashes but no eyebrows. Like, fully bald, no eyebrows.
Fully bald, no eyebrows. Eyelashes. No, that doesn't half as terrify me as bald.
With eyebrows, no
lashes
eyelashes.
And no brows.
That's what I said.
Wait, what?
Lashes and no brows is more terrifying.
No.
Do you know what?
No, I don't find that as terrifying. Because it's the brows, I feel like. You know the way people say the brows are the nipples of the face?
Yes.
Wait, what are you saying?
Lizzie, like, I think really you're confused. Agreeing with me, but you don't know that you are.
Wait, which one? Oh my God, no, sorry, my
bald?
Brain is so broken. Right,
no
okay.
eyebrows.
Yeah.
But eyelashes.
Yeah.
It's more terrifying.
Do you think that's... No.
No.
No. No, it is. Yes. No, it is. It is. Oh, God.
Okay. I think I need to send you to go use the sleep. So...
Oh, my God. Preferably the forever one, because I actually cannot...
I Christ. Don't think I've ever... You look like you're after having, like, 40 rounds with a bottle of wine. Like... I have never
oh,
seen
I'm
you so disheveled from an episode.
I've been headbutting my microphone. You'll hear it whenever, like, you're listening back. You just hear a random... And it's because I can't function now.
Okay, this is definitely the point to
say. The back of my head feels fizzy. It is, because...
We're going to cut it okay. off here. No more shit to say.
We are.
We've already announced what we're doing next week, so we're just going to move on. And... I fucking froze again.
The phone call fucking froze. Oh. I'm gonna kill myself.
Just, honestly, death would be beautiful right now. I'm going to wish everyone some more positive vibes and negative tests, and always be a hypocrite.
I don't know. Maybe one of these big bitches are dead, and the fact that we were like, hope to die, maybe they're coming to haunt us. Maybe that's
honestly,
what's happening.
We're not even allowed to end the podcast. They're like, no, talk about me more.
Like, you know, why would we? Fucking stay.
Do
anyway.
We attempt the ankles?
We are. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. Wait, did you already see your part?
No.
Oh.
Wait, the don't be a hypocrite part. Yes, yes, I did.
Ah, see, the connection caught and I did not hear a singular fucking word of that.
No, I said it. Don't always be a hypocrite, not don't be a hypocrite. I forgot my own fucking tagline now.
This is truly one for the books.
Honestly. Do we just say fucking have a nice day and we'll see you next week? Fuck this shit.
Peace out. As
peace
I...
out. In town. Do-do.
Doo-doo. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
No, we're slipping. No, stop it. We're slipping now.
We are.
Fucking... This is a fine line between we're going off the edge. We have fucked this severely.
Negative tests and manic episodes. That's what we're going to change it to now.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. For the sake of posterity, once again, always be a hypocrite.
Don't forget to tense your ankles and join our club.
And end my life.